With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When this horrific Karen sees a woman with a headscarf innocently walking outside her house, she immediately runs and confronts her, demanding that she proves she's an American citizen. This, unfortunately, is r/entitled people. Karen thinks she's entitled to my citizenship status. At the time that this happened, I was completely furious about the whole situation. But now, looking back on it, all I can think of is how blatantly dumb and ignorant some people are. I am a 17-year-old woman, and I wear a headscarf for religious reasons. At the time, I'd just gotten into the habit of doing it every day, and for the first few weeks, people who didn't know me personally actually couldn't recognize me with it on. I'd gone over to play video games with one of my friends after school, and since she lived nearby and I didn't have a car at the time, I would usually just walk to her house if the weather permitted. It was a nice spring afternoon, so I did just that. As I entered my friend's neighborhood, I suddenly hear the slam of someone's front door. Coming barreling out of this house is a 60-ish-year-old woman in nothing but a bathrobe and flip-flops. At first, I didn't think it had anything to do with me, so I just glanced briefly in her direction and kept walking by, until she shouted, "Who do you think you are?" I stopped and turned. There was nobody else on the street or walking on the sidewalk that she could be referring to. So I said, "Sorry, do you mean me?" Her face turned red with rage. "What do you think you're doing here?" Again, I was still really confused as to what was going on, and I had no idea why this random person was just yelling at me for a reason I couldn't discern. "What? You don't belong here." "What do you mean? I'm just on my way to meet up with my friend at her house." "No, your people don't belong in this nation. This is America." This is kind of where it clicked for me. I said, "You're right. This is America. And that means I have the right to practice whatever religion I believe in. And that includes Islam." Then she says the Karen classic, "Go back to whatever country you came from." This is the part that just makes me mad. I've dealt with Islamophobia before, but I'm not an immigrant and I've never been told to go back to my country for being Muslim before. "Lady," I said, "I was born here. My parents were born here and their parents were born here. This is my country." She then starts screaming, "Prove it!" at the top of her lungs over and over again. I had no idea what on earth to do. It's not like I just had my birth certificate on me or anything. And besides, I don't want to have to prove anything to this lady. I just start walking away, but then she grabs onto my hijab and tries to pull it off. She yells, "Prove it!" again. But luckily, my hijab doesn't come off completely and just slides back. I have an undercap on anyways, so my hair was still covered. Instinctively, I push her away from me just enough that she lets go of the part of my hijab that she grabbed, and I take off running. Several of her neighbors were emerging from their homes to get a look at what all the yelling was about, and I ran the corner to the street my friend's house is on. My friend was standing on the front porch of her house with her mum behind her, presumably also drawn out by the noise of Karen. I ran up the steps and promptly hid behind them. I quickly explained to them what happened, and my friend's mum ushers both of us inside while she calls the police. Long story short, the police arrive and Karen was arrested on harassment of a minor charges after the entire street testified to what she did. Oh man, stories like this just make me sad. You know, it's 2022. I thought that these sort of people would be, you know, extinct by now, but clearly not. Racism is still live and well, apparently. I just feel bad. Like, it's a 17-year-old girl is having to deal with this. And you can tell from OP's response that this is not the first time this has happened. Yes, it may be the most severe, but she already had her answers pre-prepared. That's what it seemed to me anyway. You can tell this is not the first time it's happened. It's just sad, isn't it? Why does someone that has a different skin color or ethnicity to somebody else not belong? It's ludicrous. It really is. It doesn't even matter that your parents lived there or your parents' parents lived there. Who cares? It's America. Land of the free and all that rubbish. Crazy. I mean, look, it's a good thing that she's been arrested, but come on. Touching your hijab, confronting you in public, screaming at you for no real reason. That is downright disgusting. Karen wants to be treated in hospital before a 4-day-old baby. I gave birth to my daughter on Tuesday. Then we were released on Thursday. On Thursday, though, we saw our pediatrician after being released, and it turns out my daughter's bilirubin, jaundice levels, were high-ish. She was born at 37 weeks due to me having preeclampsia, so she's technically early to the doctors. So they're being precocious in checking her levels don't get too dangerous. Since Thursday, we've had to go to the pediatrician hospital on the weekend, since doctor's offices are closed, to get her blood drawn and keep checking. On Saturday, we had a doctor's order prescription to have her blood drawn at the lab, but we had to be taken and wait in the ER. There were 3 to 4 people sitting in the ER when we arrived. We get checked in, my fiancé and I sit, waiting to be registered. The ER desk worker recognised us from the other day, I guess from when I was in the hospital giving birth, and asked about us and my daughter. How she is, how many days she is, why she's here, etc. I'd also like to point out that my daughter is extremely quiet for a newborn as well, literally never made a peep in the waiting room. The registration woman comes out with a rolling cart not even 2 minutes later, walks over to us and starts to begin the process, when an old lady, Karen, pipes up, who was on the other side of the woman.
I've been waiting 2 hours. Check me first.
One, that has to be completely false due to how quickly the woman came out to us and how dead the ER currently was. And two, she literally cut the woman off as she's asking us questions, which is rude regardless. Don't get me wrong, I can understand it being annoying, someone getting attention before you when you were there first, but there are nicer and politer ways of going about it. The registration woman gave the woman a look, then to me sympathetically. My daughter wasn't fussy or anything, so I had no problem waiting. I gave her a small nod as if to say I understand. Then the woman began checking in Karen. Only Karen didn't speak to the woman, she only shoved her paperwork into the woman's hand and sat quietly again. Once the registration woman was done, I think just confirming certain things due to her not needing anything from Karen, she then checked us in, thanked both my party and the woman, to which of course my fiancé and I thanked her back out of politeness. Karen just glared over at the worker and us. Now, after about 15 or 20 minutes, Karen told, she didn't ask, she told a worker to tell the ER receptionist she's been waiting 2 hours and to call the lab technicians down again. The ER receptionist gets the message from the passing worker, gives Karen a look, and proceeds to call Paige the lab again while making a slightly annoyed sound. After a moment, the receptionist turned to my fiancé and I, apologising to us, saying the technician would be down in a moment and that on Saturdays they only have 1 blood technician. A few minutes later, the very lovely technician came down and immediately came to us, helping us gather our stuff out of kindness. The receptionist made some sort of comment about Karen also getting a lab done, to which the tech made an kind of sound. The feeling I got was the receptionist told the tech on the phone about Karen causing issues and that an infant was waiting. Well, good, you can follow us. My fiancé and I took an extra second to get the car seat picked up, the diaper bag, etc. So Karen had a moment to stand with the tech who was complimenting us on our daughter. To which Karen said nicely, but slightly smug, "Yeah, what a cute baby." We took a short walk to the lab area. Karen speed walking past us, talking to the tech about how she doesn't even understand why she's here, she could be doing other things on a Saturday, she's been waiting 2 hours, etc. While the tech is nicely smiling and agreeing, apologising that she's the only blood technician on the weekends. We approach the room, to which the tech turns, smiles smugly, and tells Karen, "Mom, you can have a seat right here. You guys can come right inside."
Wait, what?
"Yes, Mom. The seat's right here. We'll be done in just a minute." Karen huffed, giving my again 4-day-old baby a look as if it's her fault that Karen was a complete and utter pain in the butt, making the receptionist and tech want to make her life even harder. Again, my daughter has not made a sound and was perfectly fine. Karen easily could have gone before us and both of us were here for blood to be drawn. But I guess Karen had to wait even longer due to her sucky attitude towards staff. Okay, before we all jump on this Karen's back, let's be honest, waiting in an ER or in, you know, accident emergency is pretty horrible and wait times can be ridiculous, but there's no reason to get to this sort of level of being annoying, is there? The extent that you think you're more important than a newborn child? Yeah, that is a level that I cannot really comprehend. Yes, look, it's horrible being in these areas and waiting for a long time. I can get that, especially when there's something wrong with you. You know, your health is the most important thing. But this is a level too much, surely. I thought it was common knowledge that it's babies, children, children and then elderly people. I don't know. I've got to say though, shout out the staff. Because they realised how terrible this Karen was. So I was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this today. You can come along, but you can wait outside. You're going second no matter what you say. And that's to teach you a lesson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Karen doesn't like people parking in front of her house. When I was around 6 years old, I lived with my family in a nice house in a small city in Poland. It was a quiet neighborhood on the outskirts, and pretty much all the neighbors knew each other. There were no sidewalks around the part of the street I lived at, only one trashy sidewalk that started on the other side in front of my neighbor's house. It's important to remember that the sidewalk was very old and in bad shape. Still to this day, people are asking the city to fix it. This story is about that neighbor, Karen. She was an older lady, and everyone suspected that she really didn't have anything better to do than gather gossip and disturb everyone, trying to rule the streets. Everyone was commenting that if you wanted to get the whole area to know something, you had to tell her that message as a secret. Whenever someone came to visit us, they usually parked their car in front of our property. But on bigger meetups like barbecues or parties, people would park in front of our closest neighbors' houses too. That never was a problem. No gates were obstructed and nobody was disturbed. Well, almost. Karen hated when someone parked in front of her house. She would always run out, yelling about, "How dare you park your filthy cars on my precious sidewalk?" My mother is not someone that lets someone yell at her. She had many discussions with Karen about the laws and rules that stated that she doesn't own anything outside her fence, which means that the sidewalk is public and anyone can park on it, as long as they leave enough space for a wheelchair to pass. Every time someone would come to us and park their car there, the yelling would start. Until one time, when my mother's friend, Tomek, came for a coffee during winter. He is a local policeman, and his speciality is road law. So, my mum tells him about Karen and her behaviour regarding the sidewalk. Tomek laughs, since that thing was in such a bad shape that it can barely even be called a sidewalk. When he was leaving, he assured my mum that he'd step by the next day for a coffee on his lunch break. The next day comes by, and I was playing with my brother in the snow. We see a black car pulling over in front of Karen's house, and as the driver gets out, Karen storms out of her house, yelling, "You can't park here! This is my sidewalk! Get your filthy car off my—" Well, there he was, Tomek, in his full uniform, hat and all, turning around towards Karen as comically as he could. "Excuse me? You're telling me that I can't park my car here?"
Yes.
"But this is a sidewalk open to the public."
"Well, yeah, this is my sidewalk."
"So let me get this straight. This is your sidewalk?"
"Yes."
"And you are the one responsible for taking care of it?"
"Well, yes, I am," Karen says proudly. "That's why I don't allow anyone to park here."
"Oh, that's so nice that I found you. Since it's your sidewalk, you are responsible for clearing the snow from it to not create danger for the people walking by. Since it wasn't plowed, I need to write you a fine for endangering public safety," he says as he pulls out his notebook.
"What? But no other sidewalks are plowed?"
"Oh, it doesn't matter. The other sidewalks belong to the city. The clearing crew is working on cleaning them. But since you said this sidewalk is yours, it's your responsibility."
"But I'm old. I can't shovel the snow."
"Then you need to hire someone to do that. Of course, if this sidewalk happened to be a public property—"
Yes, it's not mine."
"But a moment ago, you were yelling at me that it was. So what is it? Is it yours or not? Because I don't know if I should fine you now."
"No, it's not mine."
"All right, seems like we clear that up. Now, if you ever harass anyone like you did me, it could result in a fine. So I recommend you watching out on what you claim to be yours." And then he proceeded to cross the street and enjoy a coffee in our house. Karen never disturbed anyone for parking in front of her house again. She'd only stare at people trying to burn holes in their skulls with her sights. Oh, Tomek, what a legend. Just putting her in her place. The best sort of, you know, not revenges, but kind of karmas are when you make the person that's being like an idiot like this woman was kind of learn themselves or kind of talk themselves into realizing and understanding that they're in the wrong. Like Tomek saying to her that she's going to have to pay a big fine for not clearing her sidewalk and her then pretty much conceding that no, it's actually not mine. It's just so good. Because instead of Tomek saying, no, this isn't your sidewalk and her saying, no, it is and having that old argument, you've just pretty much forced her to concede. It's great. I love it. And Tomek, what a man. You can just imagine Tomek, can't you? Getting out of his whip, turning around, hat on, just, you know, just knowing that he's about to dominate this old lady. Not in that way, but, you know, in terms of the sidewalk. And just thinking, this is going to be fun. And it was. GG's all around. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. Before you go, put this playlist that's on screen right now and also down in the description on in the background. If you're just chilling, playing games, doing homework, whatever, and you want to keep listening to my entitled parent stories, whack it on. It lasts forever. I mean, I don't know how many videos there are in there. Hundreds, that's for sure. So yeah, get it on whilst you're chilling and I'll be with you for the rest of the day. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.